There's a new study that found kids get better grades when they have a good-looking teacher.
Yep.
It also found attractive teacher get better reviews from students, less than, of course, unattractive ones.
That's why I had terrible grades in grade school. Ugly teachers from first grade to eighth grade. We had one pretty one in the mix, but she was such a bitch, you couldn't even like her.
I had a couple that were pretty. I remember I had an art teacher that was pretty, and I had like a teacher who's like assistant.
Yeah.
That I used to draw pictures for all the time.
Can you name all your teachers?
First grade, Mrs. Peterson.
Yeah, Sister Mary.
Sister Joan.
Mrs. Tapper.
Second grade. No, I know what she looks like, and I know that she made some sort of stew on Groundhog Day and said it was made from groundhog.
I had Miss Georgiani, and she used to be a nun, but then she left, and she used to play guitar and sing a song about cats.
Yeah.
We had Miss Funk, and her husband worked in the front office.
Terry?
Yeah. No. Her husband worked in the front office of the Philadelphia Phillies, so we would get all kinds of cool stuff, like baseballs.
Cool.
But it was like 93, 94, right after the strike, and there was like nobody playing baseball.
Still, though.
But we would get awesome, cool stuff.
I had Mrs. Mooney, who was a lesbian with a tight fro.
She was awesome, yeah.
Third grade,
that's kind of like describing you. Lesbian with a tight fro.
Third grade, Miss Santino.
Mrs. Can.
Miss Davis, who, she's the one that I told you, the Crisco kid, was the truck driver that we'd write letters to, and he turned out to be a child molester.
Oh, yeah.
And he would come once a year to the school, he'd bring his big rig, and we'd all sit and get to play all
the Crisco.
Yeah. Yeah. Miss Davis.
I can only remember, like, Mrs. Bernardi, who...
No, we're going in order.
Right? I wished dead, and she died.
Oh, what? You killed her.
Oh, Miss Duncan. Miss Duncan.
Third grade?
No, second grade, I think. Maybe third grade.
We're up to third grade.
All right, third grade. Yeah.
Fourth grade?
Mr. Zerk.
Miss Kennedy.
Mrs. Funk, repeater, they brought her back and taught. She taught us. It was a small school.
Double funk.
Bring back the funk.
I had Mrs. Frazier, who was an old history teacher, and she had that the disease where she looked like a cow, and we would moo when she would walk by.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. She had vitiligo?
She had a disease. Went like this, and I was like, did she have udders? What was going on?
No, she just was unfortunate. I don't know why she would teach with that.
I had Miss Kennedy, who was like a... real pretty. She was tall and she had a nice butt and all that.
Wow.
And her whole thing was, I'll tell you at the end of the school year what my relationship is to President Kennedy. And we're like, ooh. At the end, she's like, none. But I think she banged Harry Cooney. Yeah. The boxer.
Very nice.
Yeah, she had a story about him that she wouldn't tell the kids. Fifth grade?
Mr. Ramos.
I don't remember any of his teachers.
Mr. Ramos.
Miss Hall.
Mrs. Fife.
I had Sister Joan, and Sister Joan was the meanest human being on the planet, and she used to say, I'm only living here until my father passes away, and then I'm going back to Minnesota, and I go, please.
Oh, my God.
Sixth grade?
Sixth grade, I do. No. Now, sixth grade, I had a bunch of different teachers, because that's where you started moving around.
What's your homeroom teacher?
My homeroom teacher was Mr. Lakin, and he was one of my favorite teachers.
Mrs. Schultheist, who was my best friend growing up, his mom, so sixth grade was great, man. We did nothing.
I had Mr. Leaf. He was a British marathon runner. He was a cool guy. Yeah.
Hello.
His wife was, I remember her being so hot, and he brought her into class one day to talk about marathon running, and she came in a sports bra and like the little track shorts, and everyone was like, hello.
Oh, you know he banged her about that. Did you see him all looking at you?
I'm almost at the finish line. Time me.
Sixth grade, I had Miss McCula, who was one of my neighbors. So that was uncomfortable to see her on the street.
I had Mrs. Brandon, who got married like 2 weeks into the school year, but she was like gorgeous and all the guys were in love with her.
I didn't have any of those yet. Seventh grade,
I forget what her last name was. It may have been Miss Ortiz or something, but her first name was Vicky, I remember, and she wound up marrying Mr. Robinson, the gym teacher.
Oh.
Timothy Fetter, who ended up molesting a bunch of male students. You can actually look up the story.
Every teacher in your school is bad.
Yep, you can look up the story. He got caught fondling a bunch of the kids, and like one kid came out and said something. And then
did they not do any background checks in your school?
Was that one of the ones your dad hired?
No. And then like 12 kids came out, and they were like, yeah, he wrestled with me in his heart. Like, because we'd go to his house, because he lived on the island that we lived on. We had a game called Fetter Ball.
Fetter's
balls.
We don't need to know.
We knock on his door, and then when he'd answer, we'd throw tennis balls at him. We thought it was funny, but then he'd come out and chase us and wrestle with us, and it turned out that he grabbed the kids and threw them to the ground and fondled them.
Oh, my gosh.
Not funny to laugh at. Sorry.
It's a little funny.
Good times.
What are we at? Eighth grade?
Hey.
Seventh. I had Miss Clemens. Who did you have in seventh grade?
That was the one that I just said, that married
In eighth grade, I had Sister Kathleen, who used to drink Tab every day.
Oof.
And she was about 400 pounds.
Beautiful.
She was a nun that didn't
wear the... working.
She was a nun that didn't wear the gimmick.
Yeah?
And
what,
she was,
couldn't find one to fit her or what?
I don't know. She was so mean. She even Jesus, when she went to heaven, Jesus was like, I know you think you were on my side, but you were so mean. Who'd you have in eighth grade?
I don't know.
Mr. Goldner. He used to give us all detention for the year, which meant you had to come and sit every day after school.
And then, fondle him?
No, just sit in detention, and then he'd say, if you were good that day, he'd let you go. But it was permanent detention the entire year, which was
ridiculous. I got indefinite detention twice.
Yeah, I had you just reminded me with the G, Mr. Gould, who I had to go up after class and tell him that the foreign kid had lice in his hair.
Saw it crawling?
Sat in front of me, and it was crawling in his hair, and I wanted to, like, take a pen and, like, pull one out and be like...
How do you not jump out? Oh, my God. One time, Tracy Wilkins.
I did. I was like, and then I went up, and he goes, yeah, and I go, can I talk to you, like, outside or something, whatever, and he goes, yeah, and I go... He's got lace, and it's all in his hair, and it's crawling around. He's like, are you serious? And I go, yeah. And he goes, okay, thank you. And then he was like, all right, we're going to take a little break. And he pulled the kid aside. Oh, my head's itching right now.
Yeah, oh, my God. Yeah. So what did they tell you that? I'd be freaking out.
Yeah, it was so gross.
God, no. I can't even think about that now. That would be disgusting. Tracy Wilkins did earwax one time, and I saw it coming out of her ear, and I was like,
By the way, that kid reminded me total of Michael Bisping, the UFC fighter.
Yeah, oh, big ears.
Yeah, who he looked like, totally. Because I want to say he was English. I want to say he's from somewhere, yeah.
Tracy Wilkins did earwax. I'll never forget that. And Kelly Griswold raised her hand one time to ask a question, and she was sat in front of me, and then I saw her lean over and smell her armpit.
By the way, Kelly Griswold sounds like the most made-up name ever.
Yeah, right?
Who'd you go to the movies with? Kelly Griswold?
Unfortunately, it was real, and she was the one I had to dance with in our gym class all the time.
These were the same size?
We were the same size.
Unfortunate for her.
Or unfortunate for Griswold. I was sexy then.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was her. Thank you,
Spider. You're welcome.
I can go all the way first grade to... my junior year of high school, my most recent year of schooling, 12th grade. I can't tell you what my homeroom teacher was.
Yeah. No one remembers 12th grade.
Yeah, but I remember first grade. How do I not remember 12th grade?
So were you skipping class? Like, I was barely ever in class.
I went every day.
Really?
Yeah, I remember because it was my first period was your homeroom teacher. My first period was radio broadcasting. So we'd actually go in early, and Miss Lewis would let us go and do the morning announcements on the radio, which nobody listened to.
Ding, ding, ding.
I used to read David Letterman's top 10 because that was the only thing that I knew how to, like, I couldn't think of anything to do on the air. So I was like, I'll do that.
Did you yell it at them? Like you usually do. And now. Yeah. Oh,
Anton,
God.
Can we get some drums?
They would do announcements in my school, and they would, like, the dean would come on and he'd go, today we have this with this, and then they would go, and the following students need to see me after the buzzer, and I would just sit there and wait, and I'm like, free. Michael Calta? I'm like, Jesus. Every day it was something. Every day. I go down there, and did you do this? And no. Well, I'll see you in detention today. That was ridiculous. That was ridiculous.
Maybe he just liked you, liked your company.
Fondled me like Bob.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.